Today's passage is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth will give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
We come now upon that time of the year where it's one activity right after another. It's Thanksgiving this week, and then you clean up from Thanksgiving and you start decorating for Advent and Christmas. And then you've got extra parties to go here and there, and you got activities to go here and there, and you got birthdays in the midst of everything that's going on, and it's one thing right after another, and you're seeking to control it all, and you're seeking to try to take it all in, and you're seeking to try to have enough energy to make it all the way to Christmas and then to the new year, and you're seeking and a lot of us run out of energy somewhere in the midst of that, don't we? And I didn't go into the part about going from store to store and buying gifts, or spending hours online trying to find the right gift that you want to give somebody, making sure that you get to see family and preparations in the house for each room so that everybody's got what they need. If nothing else, this season can wear us out, can it? From Thanksgiving all the way through New Year's Day, we can be worn out. And some of it is we're striving to make sure that everybody gets what they need and everybody has what would be best for them. We're striving to make sure that everybody's comfortable. We're seeking to control each and every situation that we can. Aren't we? We want it to be the best possible this year, better than it was any other year. You know, people seek to control as much as they can around them. People seek to control as much as they can around them. And there's something about what happens to us when we realize we can't control it. We become a little more anxious. We become a little more frantic. And it seems as though we're just moving from one thing to the other, just hoping we can make it to the end of next month. That's all it is, isn't it? We're seeking to control everything that we can. We're seeking to make sure that everybody shows up who's supposed to show up at every event. And sometimes I just want to say I'm wore out and I don't want to go because it's too much. And that upsets other people because they can't control how I react or how I participate or don't participate. Right? Well, such and such didn't make it for Thanksgiving this year. such and such didn't make it for Christmas. One of the ads, it's in a foreign country, and I'm not really sure. I've watched the ad a couple of times, and I'm not totally sure what the ad is for. But it's absolutely dynamic ad. Absolutely dynamic ad. It has a very older gentleman talking on the phone to his kids who have their own families, and no, Dad, we're not going to make it this year. One of them is a doctor. One of them is something else important. I can't remember right now. And then all of a sudden you see his different children getting a message on their phone or getting a phone call. And they all are making urgent plans to come home to plan his funeral. And they all come to the house, and the table is set to the T with all the 26 forks and 26 spoons that you need for any meal. All the extra plates and bowls and cups and candles are lit. And they're just standing there in the dining room looking at it. And he walks into the room. And he says, I couldn't get you here any other way. An incredibly touching commercial about people that are so busy trying to control their lives and controlling so much. The sad thing is he controls them by having word sent that he has died. And he controls how they respond. But you see, folks, this whole season is one where we try to control so much. And you see, seeking to control uses energy and time for a purpose that is not possible. When we seek to control everything that's going on in the midst of our lives, we are using time and we are using energy for something that we probably cannot control. Don't we do that? Got the opportunity yesterday to spend with my family, my boys, and my oldest grandson will be 2 on Tuesday, and they had a party for him yesterday, and we went down and spent some time. It wasn't about controlling anything, it was just about being there. But I want to tell you what my grandson tried to control. I guess I'm guilty because we got there during morning nap time. So he didn't get to take his morning nap. So Theo was trying to control the whole day because he wanted to make sure he didn't miss out on nothing. We pulled into a restaurant last night about 6 o'clock on the way back, and we got a text message with a video about that time. Theo had missed his morning nap, and there he was sitting in the high chair eating dinner. And I mean, it is just so funny. He was paying the price for trying to control his day, wasn't he? I mean, at one point in time when he was showing me his big boy bed, he climbed in the bed and we thought he was going to go ahead and take his nap. But then we slowly got up to get out of the room, and boy, he wasn't going to miss nothing. You see, when we try to control things, we're using energy and time for something that's not possible. Do you realize that? Especially when we try to control other people or try to control situations. We're using energy and time. And we're spending it uselessly. And we know that, but we still do it, don't we? We still do it. And it creates anxiety and frustration within us because we can't control it. I wonder what else we could use that time and energy for. Don't you? Instead of spending it there, could we spend it somewhere else? You see, verse 10 has a deeper understanding than just pausing to meditate on God. It has a much deeper understanding than just pausing to meditate on God. We're so used to this phrase, and we see this phrase throughout the book of Psalms. Verse 10, the way most of us know it, is be still and know that I am God. And we read across that verse and we look at that verse and we go, oh, if only I could. Don't we? Wow, what a nice sentence. If only I could. But Lord, I've got to get this done and I got to get that done and I must get the pies done today because I want to visit with people when they're here on Thursday. And you know, I got to prepare this and I've got to prepare that and it would be good if I prepare, but oh, if I only could be still and know that you are God. And there seems to be a longing within us to want to do that, doesn't there? How often do we give in to that longing? Or how often do we say this? Well, Lord, you know tomorrow I'll have more time. This weekend I'll set aside some time after everybody leaves. Once the last red lights drive out of the driveway, Lord, I'll sit down and spend some time with you. Don't we? We just long for that be still and know that I am God. And oftentimes we look at this verse and we realize that, man, if only I could spend some time in meditation about getting to know God better. Well, I want to let you know in context, when you read the whole psalm, if you pay attention to what's going on in the psalm, it means something different than just be still. Take some time to meditate. In context, verse 10 calls for us to cease striving or stop the path of control. Cease striving or stop the path of control. There's a real good idea in the Hebrew, as you read this and as you look at this in the Hebrew, that what it is actually saying is it's going through and saying, look, if there's turmoil on the earth, if there's earthquake, if there's storms, if there's, and God has stopped this, and God has stopped this, and God has stopped this, and God is saying, stop! And just settle down in front of me. I got this. Just stop. I got this. It's actually a very, very strong sense in this psalm. It's not, be still and know that I am God. It's stop. Cease striving. And you see, that's the way the NASB translates this. The New American Standard Bible translates this, cease striving. Now, does that not mean something different to you than be still? Cease striving. We're striving to make, we're going to be striving over the next 5 weeks to make all the holidays perfect. Right? It's going to be, we're not going to have the mishap with grandma this year. And the grandkids are going to behave this year. Well, good luck on that one. And also, good luck on Grandma not having a mishap. That's what makes the holidays sometimes, doesn't it? When things don't go right. You got stories to tell for years. By the way, if you're having a holiday and you invite my brother and I over, don't ask us to take pictures. My aunt did that one time. She said, please take pictures. And we took pictures of every little thing in the house, but we made sure there was not a single person in any picture. She never asked us to take pictures again. Issue solved. I'm sure she wanted to control us a little bit more about what pictures we took. And we knew what she meant, but those figurines just needed to have their own picture. And so did that trash can. And so did that door handle. And by the way, that was not when pictures were free. That was when you went and developed them and you found out 2 or 3 weeks later, this is not what I wanted. Folks, see, striving. Can you grab a hold of that? Cease striving and know in a deep and a rich way that I am God. It's not about control anymore. It's God saying, stop doing that. The storm comes, and I think it's up till, I can't remember, up till noon today. We're supposed to have bad winds. I'm not hearing them in here up till noon or later today that we're supposed to have bad winds again. Can we control that? No. Do we want to control that? The ground's soft and moist. Don't blow that tree over on my power line. Don't throw that tree over on my shed. Lord, I got... Why do we keep striving to make everything perfect? Why do we keep striving to control everything? Even when we know we can't do it. My understanding and my idea of what this psalm is trying to tell us is that once we cease striving, once we cease striving, we are free to know God in a deeper way. We are free to know God in a deeper way when we stop striving in everything that we're doing. When we stop striving in everything that we're doing. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't work on the behalf of doing things and this and that and the other, but it's that idea of trying to control every little facet that's around us. And when we spend time and energy doing that, we cannot spend time and energy getting to know God better. You've only got so much time and energy. Every one of us has the same amount of time every day. Nobody gets more and nobody gets less. And when you spend that time and energy trying to control each and every situation, you're losing time and you're losing energy to spend time with God. You see what I'm saying? This psalm says, cease striving. Stop right now. Don't go any further trying to control stuff. Stop. Just get to know God for who God is. It's not necessarily about spending times just meditating on who God is, but it's about realizing that you can't control every situation around you and just let it go. just let it go. Could I control the person on the interstate yesterday that was coming on to the interstate from a left entrance and in a quarter of a mile wanted to get off at the right exit and about pinned me between them and a transfer truck? Man, I could honk my horn, couldn't I? I could try to control that situation by honking my horn and saying, "You, well, we won't say all that." Could I control it? Absolutely not. Whether I honked my horn or not, I couldn't control it. Sometimes I think the horn is a useless part of the car. Because if I honked it, it might have scared the other person in the midst of the downpour. And who knows what would have happened then. Fortunately, God provided a way, and I just got past the truck and was able to get over it. They had no idea I was there. I know that. It's not like they were being obstinate in a way to say, "Look, buddy, I'm going this way." They just didn't know I was there. And fortunately, God took care of us. I didn't have to control the situation. I didn't have to try. And folks, there's so many things in our lives like that, that if we're going around using our time and energy to do that, we will never get to know God better. Because you're going to spend your whole day trying to do that. Your absolute whole day trying to do that. Trying to do something that's impossible. But yet we get up again tomorrow and we try to do it again, don't we? I'm asking you to listen to these words that in the NIV say, "Be still and know that I am God." In the Amplified Bible, I think it says, "Let go and know that I am God." And the NASB says, "Cease striving." Anytime I find myself striving to accomplish something, it should be a little bit of a clue to me that maybe I need to slow down some. And maybe I need to evaluate, am I trying to control something that I can't control? When I strive so hard to make things perfect. So I want to leave you with this question. Is it time for you to cease striving so that you can know God better? Is it time for you to cease striving so that you can know God better? Let's pray. Lord, how difficult it is to live in the midst of this world when sometimes we are so concerned that we seek to make everything the way that it should be. And the truth is that causes us to expend time and energy that could be better used somewhere else. And that better use sometimes is getting to know you well. And by coming to know you and understanding who you are as God, we are able to let go and come to know you better. So Lord, I pray that this week, as we begin into the biggest holiday season, both in the church's life and in public life, that you would help us in the midst of that to cease striving and just to relax at times into the midst of your presence so that we might truly come to know you better and allow you to touch us where we need to be touched. instead of you trying to hit a moving target, help us to slow down, that we might fully realize what both of these seasons are about. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.